Princess, I do apologize for not having greeted you at the door. I was made aware of your rather long day, and I decided to draw a bath for you, if that's all right. No need to thank me. It is my pleasure, Your Grace. My very will is to serve you until I'm no longer of use. You are everything to me. I asked professionally, of course. That's what I meant. What else could I possibly have meant? Anyways, this way, Princess. I'll take your bags to your room whilst you undress. I'll meet you in the bathroom to bathe you. Just soak in the meantime, please. All right. I've gone ahead and taken the liberty of unpacking your belongings. Sir John will be taking your clothes to be laundered this evening whilst I prepare dinner for you. Don't move a muscle. I may be your maid, but we've grown up together, and while I will be formal in front of everyone else, you know full well I will smack you upside that pretty little head of hair of yours, especially if I find yourself pushing yourself too far. Don't act all surprised. You know I hear everything. The other maids are quite afraid of me, so they've made sure to tell me everything. And if I'm not told something directly, my ears are always against the walls. So I will know everything. Here. Lean your head back so I can wet your hair. Could use a little bit of shampooing. Well, if you had made sure you didn't find your way into dirt and mud every time you stepped out the doors, you wouldn't have to worry about washing your hair so often, would you? Sometimes I wonder if you're a princess at all. So, what was it today? You were arguing with your mother. You ran away and you fell. What's gotten into you? Why have you found it a great idea to argue with your mother? She said what? No. No. You can't have heard her correctly. She would never say such a thing. What? I've spent every minute of every hour my entire life by your side. How could she ever think that of me? I apologize. I know she's your mother, but she's so empty-headed. Again, I apologize. I have no right, and I know my place, but she said that? I suppose that you and I are closer than most maids and princesses might be, but it's only because I was born into your family with the purpose of serving you. That is why your mother had my mother and father time their pregnancy with hers. What do you mean she said it was something else that was making us this close? She can't be serious. Though I don't blame her for stating the obvious truth, a maid such as myself has no business being anything more than a maid. You are my princess. It would be beneath you to harbor any sort of romantic feelings for me, and I for you. Your Grace, please don't grab me like that. You'll get me all wet. What has gotten into you? You're naked, and now my suit is all wet. Why are you asking me that? Please do not ask me that. I've already stated it would be beneath you to harbor any feelings for me, and as your maid, it would ruin me to confess to having any feelings for you. I am not worthy of a princess's love. Stop getting so angry with me, Your Grace. I merely speak the truth. Those are the facts. No matter how either of us may theoretically feel, that will not change. Now, let me go so I can get out of the tub and dry myself before I finish bathing you. Join you? You must have a fever. You cannot possibly be in your right mind today. We cannot bathe together. It's not fair. You'd use a petition to order me to do such a thing. I suppose it was bound to happen eventually. I just thought we were past that. Oh. Sorry, I assumed you were being serious. Say, Your Grace, why hasn't your mother had me taken like she does with the others? I'm the only one. Every day we see noblemen and princes and kings coming, and they have their way with the maids and the butlers and whoever they can get their hands on that isn't royalty. And somehow, I'm untouched. You what? Please don't say such things. You know what could happen if someone heard you. I know you're joking, but they might not know that. Not joking. Your Grace, if you were to say that, if you were to mean that, and if it got to your mother that you'd said that, she could lower your status, or banish me, or have us both killed. I do not plan on losing you because we gave in to selfish desires. That was not an admission of feelings. Do I feel the same? Please, don't ask me to speak truth on this. We can't delve into a subject as deep as this one. Not when it could cost us so much. You're doing the face. Yes, the face. The face you do when you look at your mother and you want something that she's not inherently going to give you, but you get it anyways because you do the face. You do it all the time. Okay, all right. I'll tell you. But we cannot let this be known. This stays here, in this bathtub, nowhere outside of it. This changes nothing. I am your maid, and you are my princess, okay? Okay. I have loved you forever. We've grown together, and I've had the honor of watching you become the fine woman you are today. But that isn't why I love you. I love you because you saw me. When we were children, you never sought out your playmates. You sought to play with me. And when I was training to serve your family, you would stumble in and distract me, much to my mother's dismay, might I add. But she would never say anything, because she served you also. And I think I knew that she knew I was happy with you. And during balls, you begged your mother to allow me the privilege to join. So I got to play princess with you, and I danced all through the night before returning back to the maiden house, much like Cinderella. You turned my life into my own princess story, and while I might not certainly own the title, because of you, I have the heart of a princess. And with this heart, I have loved you and will love you forever. Please, Your Grace, we cannot go further than this. If we do, I'm afraid I won't be able to help myself. My heart bleeds for you enough, and someday your mother will have arranged your marriage, and you will be another man's. Unsuitable man's wife, and then after that you'll become the queen. So please, please don't show me the tenderness of your lips, your touch, your presence, if someday I will lose it. What are you implying? You would give your life of leisure, of royalty, up so that you and I could be together. That's insane. I will not let you do that. You cannot give your life up for me. Princess, please listen to me. I will do whatever you please. I will be by your side. I will be your mistress. I will be whatever you need me to be in secret. But we cannot go public. And we cannot ruin your life. And soil your family name because you fell in love with a servant. I love you. And it is because I love you that I will not allow you to do such a thing. We will move in secret until you become the queen. And when you become queen, maybe you and I can be together in front of all your subjects, in front of your country, in front of your mother. But until then, this is how we must live. Okay? Okay, let's be done with this bath. No, you want to bathe together? I suppose if it's for you, okay. Bear with me a moment while I remove my suit. There. Now let me bathe you. Your Grace, if you keep moaning when I touch you, no, of course I love touching you, it's just... Please, Your Grace, stop torturing me. If you want to truly be touched, then let me devour you. I will give myself to you, fully, now. I will taste you. I will make it so that no one that touches you after me could ever measure up. So tell me, Prince. Tell me you want me, right here, right now. Good. And I hereby declare myself yours to love, to cherish, to devour you forever. Prop yourself up. Just so you're slightly above the water. I want you to lean back and tweak your nipples for me while I work on you. Oh, you tightened around my fingers nice and well. You like it when I'm inside you, don't you? Do be quiet, Princess. We wouldn't want Sir John to hear you now, would we? Mm. No. See you tightening when I pull my fingers outside of you. You're clinging to me. Oh, yes. Are you gonna come already? I can see you twitching. You wanna come, princess? Then just say you do. Tell me how badly you want me to make you come. Oh, yes. Yes, just like that, queen. Ooh, just like that, my princess. Oh, fuck. Ah, yes. I suppose I don't need to eat breakfast now, do I? Now, let's finish this bath up so we can get out. We wouldn't want anyone being suspicious.